dun, dun. All right, absolute news blitz. I'm finishing up with Tim, Dave, Wendy, Tony, and Kirk, and that's it, because I got news blitz, massive news. And more of it is pouring in. But three is the charm. I was talking about Tony Montana in the movie Scarface, which I think is an excellent film. It's accurate. He goes, they're the ones that do it. They've been doing it 1,000 years. The bankers. He's talking about how the government deals the drugs and how, you know, they just launder his money. You know, Oliver Stone, to write that screenplay, he went and actually lived with some of the cartel owners for a year, really did his research. That's why the movie is so accurate. But and it's kind of a composite, kind of like The Patriots, a composite of three real characters from South Carolina, North Carolina, and the Revolutionary War. Tony Montana is a composite of some real stories. In fact, that chainsaw story, you watch the director's cut, they describe it, you know, as a real case when they're sawing the guy's head with a chainsaw. So let's finish up with this. Three's the charm. Play it from the start, unedited, because we keep getting interrupted. Here is Tony Montana, who is a radical extremist now. He doesn't like communism. He doesn't like the bankers. He doesn't like being a slave. So if he ever became a citizen, he can't have a Second Amendment. And they've got those bills introduced. So here it is.
You a communist? How do you like it? They tell you all the time what to do, what to think, what to feel. Do you want to be like a sheep? Like all those other people? Like?
I don't have to listen to this.
But well, work 8 times now is you own nothing, you got nothing. You want a chivalry or every corner man looking after you, watching everything you do, everything you say, man? How do you like that? What do you want me to stand there and do nothing? Hey, I'm not going to write. I know it's feet. I'm Tony Montana, a political prisoner from Cuba. And I want my human rights now. Just like the president, Jimmy Carter says.
Okay? I should see this human right is really good. What do you say, Harry?
I don't believe a word of this.
Send us to Freedom Town. Let them take a look at him.
Get him out of here. You know something? You can send me anywhere. Here, there, this, that. It don't matter. There's nothing you can do to me that Castro has not already done.
Get him out of here.
All right, great clip.
We finally got the whole thing.
Hey, Tim, the next one I want is that clip from Network when he comes in and he says, I'll go to the media. I'm going to go to all the TV stations and the newspapers and expose what you've done, putting Howard Bill in the air. And he goes, that's good. We need all the publicity we can get. Now get out of here. You're fired. I love Robert Duvall when he does that. Good to hear from you, Tim. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Dave in California. Dave, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Can I make a quick comment and ask you a question?
Sure, Admiral.
Okay. The bill that you've been talking about all day that it's called the Keeping Firearms from Dangerous Terrorists. That's H.R. 2159, and that was introduced by Representative Peter King from New York. And I don't know.
Yeah, here it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, if people want to call him or call their own representative and make sure they're not going to vote for it, or I called Peter King's office in Washington yesterday, and it's just discouraging. Like, it's how many brainwashed people. This is the girl that answered the phone, and I said I was real nice, and I said I'd like to get a little bit of information about this bill, and she said, okay, I can help you, and I said, does this apply to American citizens? And she said, oh, I don't know. I'm going to have to check that. And then she says, well, no, this applies to people who are on the watch list from Homeland Security. And I said, well, does that include American citizens? And she said, this is just about keeping the firearms away from terror. This is not about law. This bill is not going to affect law-abiding American citizens. And I said,
well, I've read the bill. It says it's anybody on the watch list, and they now put over 1 million people on. And, you know, I'm going to cover this first after we take the calls. But bottom line, well, you have more to add, don't you?
Yeah. Can you hold me over?
Sure. I don't know how I'm going to get to all this, folks. I got so much news. I've really screwed around. But we'll continue with your calls on the other side. Stay with us. Get ready to hand your guns in. It's good.
Thank you.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Burmans just showed me a Fox News clip where they shoot the kid in the back who was playing Cops and Robbers, and then the cop tackles him and puts him in cuffs. It's like the video of the guy they shoot in the back who's restrained and not resisting in Oakland. Then the cops lied and said that he'd attacked them because they didn't know there were cameras. They confiscated the surveillance cameras from the bus terminal and then lied. But then two different cameras that were in trains driving by and somebody down the platform showed it was a lie. Same thing in East Austin. Cops gunned some kid down yesterday. There were riots. They were attacking police cars because, of course, Artie Cervantes says the cameras were off in all the squad cars. They're always off. But in the case of the of these other cases, I mean, I don't want to fight with the cops. But it didn't used to be like this, where it was just constant cops shooting people in the back. Most of them are back from Fallujah, where that was a daily occurrence, and you got awards for doing it. So this clip's coming up after I finish up with this caller. And then I heard you last night. What made me think of this, Jason, is I was driving home at about 11:30, 11:45. It was the end of the show, and you were saying, by the way, here's the Seymour Hersh, New Yorker magazine, here's Salon, here's all these other news articles. The Army's own report admits they rape children in front of their parents to make them talk. And then you get emails, I get emails saying we're lying. I mean, no, folks, we're not lying. You know, you have to understand this. It's like when I get up and say Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly shipped out Factor VIII knowing it had HIV. That's been on MSNBC, AP, Reuters, Australian News, knowingly killed all these people. Folks, we would be sued if that wasn't true. Point is, we're not making any of this up, but I'm going to go back over that today coming up, but I got to get to it. But Burmese, tell us what's coming up with this video clip.
Sure. You know, I couldn't believe it. I get all these news clips, Alex. People are constantly giving me tips, and someone sends me this thing. Yeah, this kid was playing cops and robbers with his friends, and the police officer apparently is on a robbery call. I don't know how that works since nothing was being robbed. And he just gets out, sees the kid, shoots him, and then throws him on the ground and cuffs him. I mean, you know, you mentioned that guy in Oakland. You said the cameras never work. You're right. The cameras didn't work, supposedly, in the subway. But thank God we have cell phones in this day and age.
And then they lied. They lied. They said he assaulted the cops. He's handcuffed on the ground, and they just kill him. And then the cop gets mad and is wrestling his dead body around and slamming him. Well, he's bleeding to death at that time. And then, like, cuffing him, and I mean, I got footage of cops breaking pro-lifers' arms, and they pull out billy clubs and kind of, and I'm serious. It's like some kind of sadistic crazy man.
What about the critical mass protest where they have the permits, they're riding the bikes, and out of nowhere, a cop just picks a random biker. I mean, you couldn't have seen him 10 seconds beforehand. They're traveling at a pretty good pace. He just bows up, undercuts him, and just boom!
But it's worse. Then they charge that guy with assaulting the cop. The cop runs out of a group of cops, tackles him. The guy's not even looking at him. His head hits the ground, blood pouring out, and the cops are, "Death to America! Death, death, death! The bankers will rule you! They will steal it all!" And we're not joking. And those cops that do that, it's like the Army recruiters and Marine Corps recruiters in Denver and Houston and New York. It's always the same. They go, "I'm going to arrest you if you don't sign up for the military." And the kid's going, "My mom says," you know, the 17-year-old, "my mom and dad say I don't have to sign up. I'm going to arrest you right now. Mm-hmm. Now I'm coming over. You're going to sign it." And then they get promoted for lying and lying to the kids. The government is criminal. And in fact, you know, I'm going to go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and play this video now. Go ahead and roll it. Punch it up on screen, guys.
I mean, it's bad enough, but the story is the kid was playing cops and robbers with friends, Bob.
Exactly. And no doubt that this kid's lucky that he's alive. Doctors say he's going to make it. He has a single gunshot wound, but he's in stable condition in the hospital. He told sheriff's deputies he was playing this game of cops and robbers, riding his bicycle, holding a toy plastic handgun. Sheriff's deputies, however, didn't know that when they confronted him last night.
He rode the bike here. Police officer made a U-turn there, went down. I didn't exactly see what happened and stuff like that, but all I know is I heard a bam! That was it.
One shot.
And apparently the neighbors didn't know that he had a plastic toy gun as well. It was about 8 o'clock last night that they called 911 saying that someone was riding a bicycle around the neighborhood carrying what they believed to be a gun.
Hit pause.
Deputies went out there.
Again, it's this hit pause. It's this tattletale society. I've had cops called on me putting my rifle in the back of my car to go shooting. They're just, because the billboards everywhere say report illegal guns. And they advertise as if all of America is New York City where there's a gun ban. Where, you got a gun, you're going to jail. And I've told that story many times. This is how they do it by perception. And I've seen several stories where they arrest, cops now arrest kids. In fact, Google, I'm going to stop saying Google because they'll probably shut down searching soon or restrict it. They're already starting to see that, actually. YouTube search engine. I'm losing my mind.
Dogpile's a good one. Yeah, Dogpile.
Dogpile or Scroogle.org. Do a search engine, guys. I want to show folks this. Child arrested for toy gun.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops say, "We're charging with a death threat. He pointed the green plastic alien blaster gun. The officer saw the weapon and moved in against the suspect immediately." Now, go ahead and show that. It says 10-year-old toy gun arrested. Fingerprinted. Here you go. That's 11 News. Where is this out of? It's out of Georgia. The latest case of a zero tolerance at the public schools as a 10-year-old student, seriously in trouble. I can't read it from across the room. He had a cap gun, a toy cowboy six shooter. I mean, you know, this is unbelievable.
You would think that the police would have a little more discernment of gunning.
No, it's not about discernment. They know it's ridiculous. It's zero tolerance. They arrest people for bringing plastic knives to school to cut up their lunch.
I'm talking about a kid on a bike.
Doesn't matter. He could have been Al-Qaeda. It saved a lot of lives. In fact, finish up the Fox News clip. Al-Qaeda member.
Year-old kid, 20th Street and Avenue Q. And according to sheriff's deputies, they ordered him to stop. Detectives say the teen got off of his bicycle and then pointed the gun at them, the toy gun at them. One of the deputies, fearing for his life, fired a single shot, hitting him in the upper part of his body. Neighbors then describe what happened next.
We could see the blood coming from about this area on his back, and he was handcuffed like this, and he was rolling around.
He was rolling around in his own blood with handcuffs on, and the cops were just standing there, not even making sure that the kid was dead or alive.
A 15-year-old boy rushed to the hospital, Providence Holy Cross Medical Center in Mission Hills, again in stable condition, and doctors say he's expected to survive. And now the investigation underway to determine if these deputies' actions were warranted. They're also trying to interview that 15-year-old, trying to figure out why, in fact, did he point that toy gun at deputies.
I bet he did. And watch, they're going to say about Amara that the cameras were not on the cars. Mm-hmm. They weren't working, Jason.
You know, one of the bigger stories while you were gone was this 17-year-old girl who calls 911 because her father just was in the hospital, had a brain aneurysm, and he starts having a seizure. The cop hangs up on her not once, not twice, three separate times while she's trying to get an ambulance for 911. She then runs to the police station where he is the only officer there, and he immediately arrests her. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up, Jones.
No, because, listen, we have a criminal government, and they've told the cops, treat the nation like scum. You know, I drove down to the beach, and two separate times, I'd be on I-35 with no cars around me going 72 miles an hour. Well, no, because the speed limit's 70, so I don't, you know, I'm 70.
2 miles over, you
well, no, no, they didn't pull me over. Well, obviously, it is Al-Qaeda, Burma, so that's not a joke. Anyways, cops... I guess one of them was called Shirts. It was a blue unmarked.
Mm-hmm.
And then state police, imagine you're on a two-lane or three-lane, depending on which area. You're in the slow lane, and the cop, just for pleasure with their lights, comes flying right up on your hind end, almost hits you, and then this happened twice, and then pulls around and then keeps driving on. And it's like they just are driving. They're like, oh, I see a scum. I think they're giving orders. I'm going to show a scum that he's a scum. I'm going to show this guy he's a slave. That's what taking your shoes off are about, answering questions. When you go to the beach now, they have literally dozens of cameras. They ask you questions when you're going out on the beach.
Yeah.
Look like big old license plate scanners.
They indoctrinate your children in these DARE camps. Summer camps are coming this year, and the police are going to be using the DARE program to teach your kids how to say no to drugs and violence.
But also how to take, they're brainwashing them that inoculations are good, tattle on your parents, terrorists are everywhere. I mean, this country's gone to hell, and I just want to tell everybody who's in denying this, the bankers are going to take everything you got. I mean, they're not done raping you yet.
They just took that woman's house this morning.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, all of you that think this is cutesy-tootsy and you're into bootlicking the government and all of that, good. I know it's criminal, and I know how this ends. So go ahead and suck boots all day. Burmese, good talking to you.
Thank you, sir.
You're definitely with Al-Qaeda. Okay, going back to Tim in Ohio. No, it was Dave in California. Okay, Dave, finish up in the next minute and a half.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I think they've that bill we're talking about, H.R. 2159, keeping away from, and they're saying it's based on the Homeland Security who puts on the terror watch list.
No, and, listen, that's what White House Chief of Staff said. We're going to put you on a list if you're a conservative and you're not going to own guns. And if you don't like it, we'll have paramilitary police kill you and your whole family. Go ahead, slave.
I think that really shows how anybody that didn't think they were on the same team ought to look at that, with Rahm Emanuel saying that a while ago. And then he's a Democrat, and then you got Republican Peter King comes out with that bill that's exactly what Rahm Emanuel said they were going to do. You know, but anyway, how do they get away with this terrorist watch list thing? I mean, that's what I was going to ask them about. Well, like, who are American citizens on the terror watch list? Well, and then she said, well, yeah, but don't worry. She said, this bill is not for law-abiding citizens. And even if you do get on there, there's a way for you to challenge this and all. I said, well, so you're innocent until proven guilty? Then, like, what is this? Who are all these terrorists running around that are suspected?
Well, look, but this is irony. because the right wing went along with the police state and the torture of children, thinking that it was, you know, for foreigners, and now it's all going to be used against them. And the left's going to go along with this, thinking they're getting right-wingers, and that's going to happen to them. It's for everybody. No, I hear you. It's guilty until proven innocent. You're not going to have a job. You're not going to own a gun unless you've paid all your taxes and done everything they said, no due process. You don't like it, SWAT team drops by.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Yeah, we found the clip where they were announcing on the news, if you lied about Obama and the police would decide with no judge or jury, you'd be arrested. The Obama campaign did the same thing in Missouri that they also did in Connecticut, Vermont. And it was on the news. They just said, look, we're going to arrest you if you criticize Obama. And they put it on the news with straight faces. And now they say, we're going to decide if you hurt somebody's feelings, we're going to charge you with felonies. And you're going to pay everything you got to foreign banks. And we'll kill you if you don't do it. Okay? We're here to kill you. We're here to take your kids. And that's basically what America's turned into. I mean, it's called tyranny, folks. And, you know, this is just the beginning. I mean, the nice slide down into the cess has begun. In fact, let's go ahead. Do you have Rahm Emanuel up? Let's play Rahm Emanuel, and then I'll play the – people won't believe it. I'll play one of the newscasts about how you don't have free speech. And they say all this with a straight face. We will arrest you. We rule now. You understand? We don't care what you think. You belong to us. Ha-ha! Go ahead and play it.
Thing we can do, and we've got to make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election. That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
All right, let's stop right there. He wrote a book saying National Compulsory Service, they've introduced all that. Everything he wrote in his book, everything he's pushed for, they're doing or they're done. They've done it or they're trying to do it. And notice he said, if you're known maybe as a possible terrorist, and now they're expanding that to say, we're going to follow the DHS form, Ron Paul stickers, gun owners, returning veterans. Well, they're really going to screw all the cops that are helping carry all this out. Look, none of you guys are getting your pensions. You're getting nothing from these bankers. They're all going to leave when they're done with the country. And in a way, that's good. You get the evil you've helped bring in, all you judges and all the pedophile judges and all the people that run things. This is H.R. 1966, House Representatives. This is the Cyberbullying Act, and it says here, if you cause emotional strain or hurt someone's feelings, you will be charged with a felony. Let me give you the penalty section on cyberbullying. I mean, you can get ready for yourself. It's H.R. 1966. You can't make this up. It's racing through the House. House bill aims to strip right-wing extremists of Second Amendment right. This is up on Infowars.com. Gunners of America has chimed in. And they've listed the group of potential terrorists to be gun owners, conservatives, property owners. But it also lists every liberal group under the sun. And you just don't have any rights. No judge, no jury. And yeah, they'll get up on the news and say there's you're guilty until proven innocent, and then there isn't a process. Congressmen are on the no-fly list, can't fly still, and that's how they like it. They advertise. There's nothing you can do. This is the way it is, slave. We say you don't get to travel. We say you don't get to own a gun, and don't try to buy one somewhere else, or we'll kill you. We got guys that like to kill Americans. They want to come to your house and kill you. So you're our slaves. Now lick my boots. And by the way, you think you're going to criticize the president or the government? We'll arrest you for that, too. You don't have free speech. You have a right to shut up. Let's go ahead and play that next clip. Here it is.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This is where John Mills is live at the county election board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true, this is the truth.
Now, the Obama campaign tells News 4 that others, prosecutors and sheriffs, are also part of the team, including some from the Kansas City area and from rural parts of Missouri. We're also told the Truth Squad is expected to include Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer. Live in
Yeah, that's
John
him.
Mills,
that's the one that grabbed
John
the lady's house. It's true. That guy was right earlier. I mean, folks, you notice we're going to decide what you say in the campaign. We're going to arrest you if we decide. We're the commissariat. We got the guns.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are, or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
All right, I'll get to your calls at the end of the show. I got to start getting to all these clips and this news. By the way, the clip goes on and on around Emanuel. We have the clip in the Obama deception, just one of the hundreds of things that's covered in the film. And we told you they'd sworn to introduce bills to where the attorney general can ban anyone he wants without him being convicted from owning a firearm, and he can ban any firearms he wish, any or all. He's argued for total gun ban against the American people. I'm not just saying that. I mean, this is on record. We've given you bill numbers. This is really happening. They really have bills to arrest you for your speech if, quote, it hurts someone's feelings. I'll finish up with Rahm Emanuel, which they've now introduced the bills to do it. But it's not Al-Qaeda. It's not, oh, well, we think this Muslim. It's okay to take a Muslim's rights, the media says. But, you know, they set the precedent, which is wrong. Now it's everybody. And most of the veterans I know can't buy guns anymore. In fact, if you're a vet, try to go out and buy one. Chances are they're going to go, sorry, FBI Nick says no, Bill. You're like, wonder why. They won't ever tell you. Just like the no-fly list. You're a slave now. If you don't like it, SWAT team will drop by. Let's go ahead and, because the bankers own us now, Bob, Bill, just hand them over, man. If we just do what the government says and become their slaves, everything will be all right. I mean, in Vermont, in Connecticut, in other states, Missouri, they get on the news and say, we're law enforcement making sure we want to keep this campaign focused the way we want. We're political officers. And if we decide what you're saying, we're keeping a close eye out on what you say on radio and TV. And if we don't like it, we're going to go ahead and arrest you. That's what the American way is all about. I mean, this is just tyranny on steroids, and there it's happening. And again, YouTube channels everywhere with hundreds of thousands of views, big channels that separate people. I mean, I told folks about, and it's almost like I'm conditioned now to accept this. I talked to Nate Evans, his own channel since 2006, put a few of my videos on, the director's account. YouTube shut it down and didn't give him copyright violations. They just said, we're taking your account away. We're getting hundreds of emails from people that have the same thing happen on YouTube. And now Google announces they're ending the internet. They're ending video on their internet system. And they're phasing out the U and YouTube to mainline TV shows and movies. They've already moved most of the user videos off the main page. They're doing it. They've announced it. This is happening. Let's go ahead and play Rahm Emanuel. Grandpa, is it really true that...
not one far from liking...
Right, hold on, pause it. Back it up.
And policy, but it's
back it up. Grandpa, is it really true once we could own firearms? Yes, once we did, but don't let anybody hear, they'll arrest us. Hold on, a hover drone's flying over. Just face scanned us. I mean, this is tyranny. This is the norm everywhere else. It's happening here. Criminals have taken over. They own both parties. I keep repeating that. It's almost like a Mayday situation at this point. And both parties are controlled. The Republicans are standing down. It's all staged. Look, go ahead and play Rahm Emanuel, and now they've introduced the bill. And people say, oh, it will never pass. I'm getting emails going, I don't know if this is credible. Yeah, they introduced it, Alex, but it doesn't have much of a chance of passing. I mean, and they've introduced bills to arrest you if they don't like what you say, but it ain't going to pass. The point is they're trying it, and a lot of this stuff is passing. All right, go ahead and play Rahm Emanuel. Here it is.
One issue as a test vote and then take it into the election. That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America. And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that briar patch. I'll make politics out of that every day, because if it's between that terrorist list, and the NRA, I know where America is going to be every time, and they're going to make the right choice, and we have got to start building on that. That is the right thing to take into the election, and it's the right policy. But if you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled because you're not part of the American family. You don't deserve that right. There is no right for you if you're on that terrorist list.
All right, let's stop right there. Number one issue. Now, that's a 700,000, and it was 1 million as of a year ago. 6 months ago, the number was 1,100,000. In fact, search engine for folks, no fly list reaches 1 million. You'll have articles from 2007 on that. So I say 1,100,000. It's way above that. And then they have 4 million plus names on a crime list that most of them aren't even convicted criminals. And they say no car loan, no house, no apartment, no job. But the illegals are all exempt from this. So I want to put that up on screen for folks. But this is all happening. What is the bill number to arrest you under felony charges if someone says you hurt their feelings online? This is H.R. 1966. It's also discriminatory. It's only for internet people, not the mainstream media. H.R. 1966. What is the bill number to list everybody in the Homeland Security right-wing extremist report as terrorists so they can't own firearms? H.R. 2159. Okay, check that out. Again, the Defense Department, AP and Heritage.org, a vote reported that there's been a gag order given to all commissioned officers that they are not allowed to even talk to members of Congress about the budget. Before, they would always call in brass and question them about what they thought the best weapon systems were and was the executive doing the right thing, because Congress, you know, raises the money for that, and then they declare war and the president executes it. And they've been told you're not allowed to talk to Congress, just more of Congress being made to be ceremonial
dovetailing with the PDD 51 saying that Congress is basically defunct. So are the governors in the states under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Scientists experiment with vaccinations and GMO corn. This is out of the Meat and Poultry. This is a pro-meat and poultry industry publication. And they're already doing this. I saw this over a decade ago, but they're now announcing it to the slaves. It says Iowa State University researchers are putting flu vaccines in genetic makeup of corn, which may someday allow pigs and humans to get a flu vaccination simply by eating corn and corn products. You can Google pharmacological crops, pharmacological vaccine crops, and you'll read over a decade ago where they had live HIV in corn. That's been mixed in with the main corn crops. I'm not kidding. It's, you can actually look it up if you'd like. And it's just all part of the freedom. All right. But, hey, it doesn't matter. The cops are tough. They got weapons. We, you know, they want ours. And, you know, the cops say, well, we're pro-Second Amendment. Where are you? You speaking out against all this? No. You're strutting around telling me I don't have any First Amendment. And we've caught the cops in England and in Denver and in Canada and everywhere else staging riots against other cops to blame protesters. That's now been in the mainstream British news. The cops, like we told you, were dressed up like anarchists attacking other cops and then going through the police line. It was all staged so they could attack people. It was cops up there knocking the windows out because the government wants to demonize protesting and demonstrating. You understand? London Guardian, we told you about this 8 years ago. This is not new. It's already in dozens of U.S. airports that we know of, starting in Boston Logan. But now they're introducing it to the slaves. Brain scanning may be used in security checks. It's like 10 years after they put in license plate reading software and all the major highway cameras, tracking everywhere you go and what you do. They're now announcing this to the slaves after it's in place. Brain scanning may be used in security checks. Distinctive brain patterns can become the latest subject of biometric scanning after EU researchers successfully tested technology to verify identities for security checks. And they now supposedly have your brainwave pattern, whether you're upset or not. This will be the new quackery. They sent hundreds of thousands to prison and many to death row with fake lie detector tests. And now they've just, and those have been disproven to be fraud. So now they just have another quack machine that, oh, the CAT scan says you just lied when TSA asked you that question. It's all part of training you. You're a bad criminal. The government's God. And all part of you submitting to be a slave. You can't even go to the beach now in Texas without them asking you questions and license plate scanning cameras. And we put up videos of me at the ferry from Galveston to Bolivar, and people email me going, well, that's to stop the illegal aliens coming into America. That's the border. No, it's a U.S. to U.S. ferry a quarter mile across, and they only search U.S. citizens on record. Illegal aliens are left alone, okay? Period. We're the slaves. We're the schmucks. I was searched six times going back and forth. I know. I watch what happened. It's all part of being a slave. YouTube free speech purge accelerates. InfoWarrior channel banned. A bunch of other channels banned. Nate Evans channel banned. No connection to us. Just ban. Anything with Alex Jones, ban. They don't care if you know they're censoring. They want to send the message, you don't post Alex Jones. And if we give in to it, they win. God, these people make me sick. Look at this one. I want to show people this photo of tyranny before I get into the child kidnapping rings run by the government. Where is that in my stack? I just had that. Oh, here it is. NAU precursor, EU police subdue sovereignty protesters. Peaceful protesters in Serbia are being forced off their land. I'm not taking sides here. I'm not, you know, Serbian, folks. I'm not Croatian. I'm not Muslim. I don't have a dog in the fight. I've watched what's happened. And they're peacefully with flags, so they were tear gassed and rubber bulleted by NATO police saying no protest allowed. This, I want to show people these photos. This is up on prisonplanet.com. NAU precursor, EU police subdue sovereignty protesters. Just amazing to have that right there. Okay, let me get into this. I'm not going to spend all day on this, but I'm going to play the Cynthia McKinney clip. It's a long clip about trillions missing, and they say we won't say where the money is. Dr. Chu won't tell you. Rumsfeld says, and the head of the guy that ran the Northcom stuff on 9/11, General Myers, is in there whitewashing and sucking on breath mints neurotically. It's all a big joke to him. And this is why they went after McKinney and put all that money against her to get her out of there, because she'd ask real questions. But it's not just McKinney saying this. I have BBC, AP, you know, Chicago Tribune. We're DynCorp, Halliburton, all of them are caught running giant child kidnapping rings. And one day I saw cops out front of the DynCorp building here in Austin. I walked up and I said, you know, that's DynCorp. They run child kidnapping rings. And they laughed at me and said, Oh, I know. I work in that building sometimes. I'm like, you know, they're all smiling. See, it's mental illness, folks. The whole country's evil. I'm telling you right now. We got to admit we've turned into a bunch of demons. This is just going to get worse. But every time we talk about Obama says he's going to release hundreds of new photos. And you watch. It'll be people in clown outfits or people naked with dogs biting them. Sounds bad. Or a dead body or something. But they admit Congress has seen hundreds of videos, thousands of photos of them raping children, snuff films, you name it, under CIA orders, torturing people, torturing their children. Things I can't mention on air. This man, General Tagumba, he's an American citizen, Filipino-American general, three-star general. He was sent to do the report. He did a real report. And then General Tagumba got basically threatened Ray McGovern's talked to him and talked about it. I need to get the general on sometime, but it's been hard to get him on, about how they threatened him. He said, well, this is the report. This is what happened. And because he said he couldn't be part of it. They were raping children with battery acid and just stuff out of Hellraiser, stuff out of Hostel. I haven't seen that movie, but I've heard it described. I mean, stuff worse than the worst Hollywood stuff you can imagine. And it says the general's report, how Antonio Tagumba, who investigated Abu Ghraib scandal, became one of its casualties. And they came after him. And they killed a bunch of people, too, in the military. Videos amplified pictures of violence. The raw story, Seymour Hersh reveals shocking new details of Abu Ghraib. Father, son forced to do acts together. Evidence for Hersh's claims of child sexual abuse at Abu Ghraib. You can just Google Cy Hersh, boy sodomized. You'll get AP, Reuters. Look, people keep emailing me saying this couldn't be true. I understand you committed to the neocons and committed to evil. And then because you did commit to evil, you feel like you've signed on to, yeah, let's get rough and waterboard them. It's, you know, there's a clip up on Front Page Magazine, one of the neocon sites, where it's got this Marine Corps officer going, I love electrocuting people. I love all of it. I love torture. Oh, it's so good. And they're all giggling. And well, I mean, you know, once you decide to torture people, why not rape children? And that's what they do. And then we are the bad people who don't want to have the government raping children. So here's Cynthia McKinney bringing all this up. And Rumsfeld, just we put them in a penalty box. Dime Corps didn't get contracts for a few months. They're allowed to do it. Look, bitch, we got SWAT teams standing by to kill you. Yeah, ooh. I mean, that's basically the attitude. And I'm sorry to talk like that, but I'm trying to bring this home. This is pure evil right out in the open. Joseph Mengele stuff, and it's just Myers and Rumsfeld, and they're just, ha, ha, ha. And just like they released the Abu Ghraib whitewashes when the raping was coming out from the Army reports, they put out stuff so Limbaugh got on air and said, they're just blowing off steam. They're just having some fun. Here it is.
I thank the gentleman, the gentlelady from Georgia, Ms. McKinney.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, Dine Corps was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, Dine Corps kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccine and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contracts today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response, but would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question, hopefully by the end of the week.
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts
see, he didn't
with
deny
the government.
DynCorp involved in grabbing over a million people. Where they went, nobody knows. Don't like it? SWAT teams drop by.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You know, we got sidetracked in the first hour with that terrible audio of that lady having her house stolen. Now, the same sheriff, it turns out, that says he'll arrest you if he criticizes Obama. He'll decide how the campaigns are run and what people can and can't say. I mean, this government is just out in the open, saying, you're guilty until proven innocent. We're going to take your Second Amendment. You're all terrorists. The whole Homeland Security system's for you. And by the way, we're going to break any laws we want, steal all the money. Beck, what's the name of that video? I know we uploaded it from C-SPAN years ago. Surprised YouTube hadn't taken it down. I'm sure they will now. Because YouTube wants to be part of it, I guess, part of the cover-up, what happened to all these kids if they do. I know they removed a lot of these videos. I guess this one we uploaded hadn't been. It's McKinney Grills Rumsfeld. How many views has that got? It's got 123,000. And when did we upload that? 2006? The 2006 or 7? I can't see across the room. 2006. Yeah. I'm sure all the CENTCOM guys will go alert Google to shut that down. Be careful, CENTCOM guys, who admittedly spend all their time trying to shut us down. Do you really want to be part of that? You mean, do you want to go stop people exposing the child kidnapping rings? I mean, do you really want to help censor that? That's an important decision for you to make. Do you want to sign on and become an accomplice to that? You probably do. I mean, once you commit to evil, why not go all the way, huh? But would you look at all those little kids in the eyes? You probably would. You probably would. All right, well, your masters are going to hurt you real bad, too. So that's the important thing for you to remember. And then they go on to say, we're not going to tell you where the trillions are, and we're not going to tell you about the NORAD drills we ran that day. That's classified. Of the hijacked jets being flown to the exact same targets at the exact same time. Oh, yeah, that's plausible. And then the London bombings, you have the exact same trains, exact same bus, exact same time, exact same place, exact same date, attacked the same way with the government running a drill. Don't you know what that's for? That's if other parts of the government caught the government carrying out the attack, they would say they were taking part in a drill. And government's been caught doing that before. Again, it's real simple. If they'll kill 1,300,000 Iraqis, folks, they will kill you. They don't care about you. They're into the fact that they hate life and hate you. And all they care about is the money the bankers give them. Money the bankers create out of fiat. Look, I know we got Tony, Wendy, Rob, Dan, Dave, and I said I'd take a lot of calls in. We took quite a few, but I got sidetracked with all this stuff. I do want to encourage the listeners to keep fighting. You know, there's one way they can't stop you for now is they do shut down. Google says no more video, and they're phasing out YouTube for users. Google announcement. Google Video is no longer accepting any new uploads to their system. Instead, the video sharing service is referring people to YouTube. Many of the tens of millions of videos that users have posted to YouTube Video remain online and available for viewing, at least for the time being. But they're going to shut that down. We have internal folks inside. So I told you about this months ago. They were phasing it out. Google released a statement saying Google Video will continue to focus our mission on the search and search technology. This move will allow Google Video to spend more time on technologies that make the information contained in online web more available and accessible, enabling users to search all kinds of videos across the web. Such a statement blatantly contradicts that was the core of Google's video system, and such a move only prevents such material from being easily accessible online. Yeah, they banned our videos, banned the hit counts, all of it. And they posted a fact page trying to explain this bizarre decision. We got stories on that coming out. So we'll get your calls tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time here live. Jason Burmes will be in studio here on the Genesis Network and out of the InfoWars studios at PrisonPlanet.tv for members over there simulcasting 9 to midnight. We just continue to add more functions for the members at PrisonPlanet.tv. But they can't stop you from just getting the Obama deception and making DVD copies of it yet. So please don't take this information for granted. It's hurting the enemy. That's why they're trying to censor us. Get the Obama deception. Make copies of it. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.